Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Test of Time News.
Episode 559.
On Now You Know. So Ashok Elaswamy, Tesla's head of AI, posted on Sunday afternoon.
And so it begins.
That is a Tesla robotaxi in Austin, Texas, operating autonomously, of course, with nobody in the driver's seat or the passenger seat.
So is there a passenger in the back?
No. Elon posted later on Sunday, testing is underway with no occupants in the car. And so it begins.
So it begins.
This is a fully autonomous vehicle. I mean, it had been driving around without any driver input before, but now there's nobody in the car.
I don't think Tesla has permission yet from Texas to operate with passengers and no driver and safety driver. But I think Elon was so miffed at the Thursday Rivian AI autonomy day that he wanted something to up them, and this was his thing. That's my guess. What do you think? Comment down below.
I don't think he needed anything to up them. I have a car right now where I go, well, they did it. I know that they did it. I'm sitting in the car. It's driving me around.
Thanks to Ground News for sponsoring this episode.
So here's an interesting story. A survey done by the Global EV Alliance found that 41% of EV owners worldwide avoid Tesla for political reasons.
That number jumps up to 50% in the US and Germany. And even in Norway, 43% said the same.
Musk's politics are now a business variable, and it's important to keep up with the news to understand what's happening with Tesla.
That's why we keep partnering with Ground News. It's an app and website that processes nearly 60,000 news articles from over 50,000 different news sources every day, so you don't miss out on important stories and see multiple perspectives in one place.
Going back to the story, you can see that the total news sources reporting on the story and even each source's bias leaning, factuality rating, and ownership, so you can get the full picture.
They also show all the headlines, so you can compare them side by side and see how they're framing the story differently.
Go to ground.news/NYK to check out their different interest feeds and find the stories we discuss on our channel or their dedicated blind spot feed for more important stories either side of the spectrum is ignoring.
Ground News was actually created by a former NASA engineer who saw a bigger problem with people only seeing one side of the story, something we know our viewers care a lot about too.
So we got you 40% off the same Vantage plan we've been using.
That's just $5 a month for unlimited access to a much better version of your current news feeds.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
If you care about the truth on tech, Tesla, and where Elon's taking us next, then trust us. This app should already be on your phone. Hey, you know, we just got some snow today. So what do you say we go test the Cybertruck in FSD in the snow?
All right, let's go.
So you've already driven in the snow this morning, but I have not. So yeah. I can't wait to see how it does.
All right. Let's just pick a random point.
Oh, we going to Lowell again?
All right. Through
Lowell in the snow.
All right. I'm going to say no highways.
Okay. And we're on 14.2.1, right?
Yeah. Let's go right in the
We have not gotten the holiday update yet, Elon.
But, I mean, I can still ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. All right. So Optimus is driving. Here we go.
Handling the ice, so this is an icy spot.
Very icy driveway this morning.
So it looks like we got a pass on our road, which is nice.
Little plow action.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the plow on here this morning doing the driveway. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So it's a Sunday morning, so there's not going to be a lot of traffic, hopefully.
Yep.
But also probably not a lot of plowing either, which is good.
All right, so I have it in sloth mode just because I want to kind of, you know, I think that you should be in sloth mode when it's snowing.
Yeah, it feels like how I would drive to start the drive as I got used to the conditions.
Yep.
But do you think you might go to chill or something as we progress?
I think so. The conditions here are okay to go to chill, in my opinion.
Oh, he's already going to chill.
So we're going to chill.
And we do have snow tires on here.
We have all terrain.
But they're really grippy. I'm really glad there's five levels of driving speed, you know, so that you have a lot of choice, especially for the bad weather. Because I know a lot of people are like, why would you, oh, you took it out.
Yeah, I want to try this road right here because it's completely unplowed.
Okay.
So we're going to give that one a shot.
So you did not take it out for any intervention reason,
no.
just because you're changing your mind on where to go. So this is completely unplowed.
Yeah, I wanted to try it because, I mean, we were on a plowed road. That was boring.
All
this
right.
is going to be more
all
interesting.
Right. Back in, see how it does. Did not freak out at all.
Now we're going 10.
Which is smart.
Very smart, because on a road like this.
And we're going downhill.
Yeah. If I may intervene for one more time, if I slam on the brakes, you see how we keep going?
Wow.
That is why you go 10 miles an hour.
And yeah, we slid about 12 feet there.
Yeah. And that was going from starting from 10.
Yeah.
That's why going 10 makes sense for people. And if you live in a place where it never snows, if it ever does snow, slow down. So I feel like we're hugging the right a bit. When I drive in snow, I'll be in the middle of the road. I mean, unless there's cars oncoming.
Because of tree branches and mailboxes?
Tree branches, mailboxes. If anything weird happens, you have more options. This is all.
But I think it's smart to be over here because, you know, cars can come on our other side. It's doing great.
It's doing fantastic. This is the exact speed I'd be going.
And you're in chill?
I'm in chill.
All right, so back onto a plowed road, but yep. I think that test was great.
I mean, there were no lines. It's all white, okay? So the street is white, the lawns are white, everything is completely snow, and I was able to stay on the road. Pretty good.
You happy with the windshield wiper?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting, especially when we slow down, we get a small accumulation of stuff. Little bit of drippies, so little off and on windshield wiper action's fine with me. And you know, I'm gonna see if I can add a stop that's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
There's more unplowed stuff.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, main roads on a day like today, you're probably gonna be fine. You know, even with poor tires and poor drivers, that's why we plow.
And this morning, you saw a couple cars. You didn't see the cars, but you saw the tracks off the road.
Yes. So one mailbox down, someone just thought they could turn, and physics was like, no, you cannot. And they knocked out somebody's mailbox. Yeah, it's not perfect conditions out today. I might have to take it over and throw it onto some more complicated roads. All right, so I am in control. I'll put it back in as soon as I take the turn.
This didn't really get much of a plow.
No.
And it's nice. It's slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
We're at like 13 miles an hour, and
yep.
it's being very cautious, but fine.
I mean, this is smart. Slowing down to 8-7 miles an hour is really smart. You don't want to take turns fast when you're in snow because you won't be able to.
Yeah, because there's a lake next to us.
Yeah, I know.
We don't want to end up in that.
No. This is driving, I would say, appropriately. That doesn't mean that everyone's going to drive like this, but this is the safe way to do it.
I know you just said that, but would you switch it to standard for a second?
Yeah, let's go. You know what? Let's do hurry.
Ooh, okay. Hurry.
Usually takes a few seconds to speed up, so we'll see if it does that. I wouldn't go faster than about 20.
Yeah, because while it's still below freezing and it's untreated roads, you just don't know if there's any black ice.
Right. Handle that turn nice, slowed way down.
Car backing out
of the
driveway.
There's a car backing out. Now, here I would stop. Oh, it's slowing way down.
Oh, look at this. He didn't see us, so let's see what it does.
Okay, I would have let them go, but that's a personal preference. Technically, they have to wait. On a snowy day this close to Christmas, you usually let them go, so that's probably what they were expecting, but...
Because you're in the Christmas spirit? Is that what it is?
Yeah. So, nice slowing here.
I'd be more in the Christmas spirit if I had the holiday update.
Very true.
But the holiday update comes with an FSD update. And that's probably what the delay has been. It's 14.2.1. Something.
Okay.
Which supposedly is going to fix our hesitant lane change problem.
That'll be great. I think it's slowed down for the railroad tracks. Yep, you can feel it pick right back up after that.
Wow, so it's slowed down for the railroad tracks.
Yeah, much more confident here. We're actually above the speed limit here.
Because you're in a hurry.
Yeah. And I guess that it's surmised that the road is in a decent enough condition, which I agree with. Now here, wheel placement. Let's look at wheel placement.
So normally
you don't want to have your wheels in the snow.
Gotcha.
You want to keep, if you have a channel with no snow, you keep your wheels out of it. It's been kind of doing that, but it isn't going out of its way to do it.
Interesting. See how it handles a four-way stop.
Okay. Technically, we go.
So we let someone go? That's very un-New England.
Right.
Not supposed to let someone else go.
I mean, that was tough. So here again, wheel placement, right? Just stay out of the snow, right? Because, I mean, I know we're going 16 miles an hour, but if you needed to do something, it's better to start in traction as opposed to starting in snow.
I'm just so surprised that it's not freaking out about where the edge of the road is.
Yeah.
How does it know?
I don't know. So here again, I wouldn't stay in the snow, especially with the telephone pole on the curve, but it is taking it slowly enough that we're probably not going to slide.
You could switch out of a hurry though, too.
That's true. It doesn't seem to be making an impact. It seems like it's in snow mode.
Interesting.
Okay, so we're stopping behind the line because there's a crosswalk.
The stop sign was covered with snow.
Wow. And now we're creeping up.
Nice slow creep.
Good creep.
Nice.
Slow acceleration to avoid any slipping. It's pretty smart.
When do you think we'll get pothole avoidance? 14.3? Because if you hit some potholes...
Yeah, then you're going to break your car.
Break your car. Comment down below if you have that kind of pothole in your state.
This is called the Drum Hill Rotary. And there's no such traffic pattern like it in the world for good reason.
All right, so we're going to start interacting with other drivers now.
Yep, and we got to get in the proper lane here.
Got to cut way over.
Cut a little more. There you go.
It's got it. Made you nervous there for a second, I saw, but it did it. Yeah, so I mean, in 14.1, the distance between cars I thought was really bad. It was way too close. 14.2 got great, and now we want to see this morning with snow and everything if it's going to be a little more generous with spacing or what.
Okay, now I think it's in a death loop with the windshield wiper.
Yeah, I don't like these death loops. That's a good way to put it.
Let me try giving it a little...
And this is where I feel like because they're a Palo Alto-based company, they don't really understand this. They never get freezing weather. Yeah, I got to be honest. This feels like you have a well-seasoned driver driving you.
Yeah, and it's changing based on the conditions, which is exactly what you want. You do not want to be driving, 15 miles an hour on this road because it's well-treated.
Exactly. I thought that was really what I was afraid of, is it would go out this morning and either be too fast or too slow, and it's really not doing either. It's doing everything according to the conditions. What a difference between, say version 12 or even 13. Like, I'm so happy to report that this has been the most boring drive we've taken.
Right, and we're in the middle of a snowstorm.
Yeah.
And I mean, for a residential neighborhood on a snowy day like today, there's going to be a lot of snowball fights and a lot of sledding, snowmen.
I haven't seen any snowball fights yet.
No, I haven't. But
it'd be cool. I'd like to get into a snowball fight.
Could erupt at any moment, so.
Did really well going around the parked cars.
Yeah.
Again,
nice,
boring.
Nice and slow,
like, well done.
Boring, yeah. Well, I mean, do you remember version like 11 and 12? It would have just been like, and then again, sped right up as soon as it realized the conditions were fine.
I'm getting more confident by the day that RoboTaxi is going to be able to handle New England.
It's interesting that we're slowing down so much as we approach the condition. The poor.
That was
conditions.
Really well done. That was so human.
Yeah. Ooh, very close on the right.
Yeah, very close. Okay, now we have to go around these cars into the oncoming lane. It's very assertive. Nice.
Wow, nice.
Nice
just
work.
Perfect. That's normal.
I'm glad it's not looping in and out.
Yes.
Oh, it flashed. Wow, okay. That's amazing. I don't know what that little stutter
right
there. A little
there.
Stutter, but it seemed to react just as he flashes lights at us.
I know. There's a snowball fight.
Oh, first snowball fight.
On the record.
Okay, we're going down a steep hill here, but it's well treated.
Mm-hmm. Still great spacing between the car in front of us.
Yeah.
If we did start to slide, we'd have a bit more time to figure out what to do.
A lot of faraway stops in Lowell, huh?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go around this car. Nice. What percentage of people do you think know that this is an electric vehicle?
20%? Yeah.
Comment down below what percentage you think knows that this is electric. I think it's around 20.
Yeah. Just going to check on the cameras now that we've been driving for a while. Side repeaters are doing great. The rear is just a little foggy. The front,
front is a little bad.
Well, let me clear it. Maybe we're going too fast. So it's interesting. It's really relying on the dome cameras here.
Can you clean it now?
Maybe while you're in full self-driving, you can't.
Oh, at the next stop, let's take it out of FSD and see if it'll clean manually.
All right, so I'll pull it out and clean it.
Yeah, I'd love to see.
It's odd that it didn't do it itself.
Okay, so if you take it out, you clean it. Oh, and that worked really well.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, weird that it didn't do it itself. I wonder if that's just not in its routine.
I've noticed when we slow down, it wipes more.
Interesting.
And when we go faster, it turns it off, which makes sense, and especially in snow.
But can I just say, so far, I'm just super impressed.
I am
so chill right now. My blood pressure is low. Yeah. Like, everything's relaxed.
I know. So is it going to step into the pothole? No? Went around it.
It is so firm in what it does. It's great.
It's confident and cautious at the same time, which is basically assertive. And I really, really like that.
Guy crossing the road.
Nice.
Doesn't even look. Another guy crossing the road doesn't look.
It's like we paid them.
Yeah.
So very hard to see on the right, but it didn't need to really worry about that. Perfect. And look at that, picks right up. And now that we're at a higher speed, I'm wondering if the wiper is gonna calm down.
Wow,
look at that, and it did.
You learn so much more about the surrounding area when the car drives you. I can look at things longer. I didn't know there was a hay store there.
Wow.
Did you?
No. Now I know where to get my hay.
Now I know.
I mean, this feels fine.
Feels great. I have yet to feel not great.
I know.
Ooh.
Take over immediately.
Oh, what was that for?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the back.
Did this get too...
All right. I got it. One of my repeaters. Probably because it had that blinker on. So it's only checking that camera...
On the blinker?
On the blinker. When the blinker's on.
Let me out.
All right.
Let me out. All right, so Jesse's going to try and do some donuts or something stupid.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
This is where you have to trust your son. That takes a lot of trust. A lot of trust. There's a couple seconds where it's like, he's coming right at me.
That's what she said.
How'd that feel?
It honestly felt really fun. We'll leave before the police come, huh?
We didn't make any noise, so we didn't really attract anybody.
That's true.
Don't try that at home.
As soon as I started doing it, I was like, I'm looking cool. Did that look cool?
It looked really cool.
Did it look cool?
Yeah. All right, definitely looks like we're in Drake it now, going up into Hampshire. It looks like they got it a little harder, actually. And I would be slowing down right here, actually.
Yeah, on that curve?
Yeah.
Especially with the brick building?
Yeah.
Right, we are in hurry. So,
Okay.
But it's cool to see what it's going to do. That I would have slowed down for. So yeah. I was trying to back out. I probably would have just let him because instead of him just not looking and backing into me.
Yeah, plus Christmas time.
It's like a game sense thing. It's also Christmas time, so you have to be nice for Santa Claus.
Right, because he knows.
He knows, but it's also just a good driving practice.
Santa, you definitely want to drive a Cybertruck. Okay, we picked up speed.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a 35. We're going 42.
I might slow down into this curve.
Yep, let's see.
Which it is.
It is. Nice. Only down to 40, 39.
Yeah, that felt good.
And the conditions are okay. I mean, they're still wet.
Good visibility.
You have to keep in mind it's wet, it's still below freezing, but if you end up finding a spot where the roads aren't treated, you can run into trouble.
All right, we're in New Hampshire.
All right. I don't think that this particular roundabout is mapped.
It's so new.
Yeah. But it handled it.
It's amazing that just a couple versions ago, it couldn't handle roundabouts at all.
At all.
And it handled it like a pro.
So here, look at that side repeater. It can't see.
But it's not throwing you out.
No.
That's weird.
It might be because it's a right-hand turn.
Oh,
didn't like it.
Spoke too soon. Didn't like it.
All right, so I had to take it out entirely.
I think every right or left, we're going to start to have problems.
I think you're probably right. Now we're going below the speed limit.
Oh, yeah, it's degraded. All right, so I got to say, this is one of the most boring drives we've done, which is amazing to say because we're in the middle of a snowstorm.
Yeah.
And I think this bodes really well for autonomy. How about you?
I don't know. Autonomy up to this point has been Chandler, Arizona. You know what I mean? It's been, when it's dry and when it's there's nothing to worry about, it'll do it. But this felt great.
That was a lot of fun. Sorry it was so boring, but it's amazing. It's just mind-blowing how well FSD is now doing in the snow of all things.
I know.
Hey, you know what? It's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup. Cybertruck has been awarded the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, or the IIHS's, Top Safety Pick Plus for Cybertrucks built after April 2025.
Cybertruck actually celebrated with this post. Cybertruck earns IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, and then played this video.
I just don't think that will pass the test that it needs to pass. And furthermore,
what kind of tests?
More like crash tests, pedestrian safety, stuff like that.
That is Matt Farah from The Smoking Tire and Road and Track magazine, by the way.
Guess he didn't get that right.
No.
And for some SpaceX news, we got SpaceX completing their 550th booster landing.
Wait a minute. Their launch cadence is catching up with Tesla Time News.
Oh, no. We better speed up.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. We have a winner for our 10th Patreon giveaway for the EVject Escape Connector. Drum roll, please.
Congratulations to our patron, John Lynch. You have won the Escape Connector.
And you know what? Let's start the 11th Patreon giveaway right now.
What are we giving away?
It's heavy. Oh.
I'll say now, this is what we're giving away, and it's really heavy. Our patrons will be the first to find out because the giveaway is now live on Patreon.
Join our Patreon now for as little as a buck a month for your chance to win whatever's in this box.
What's in the box?
And get all of our Patreon bonus stories.
And you can enter for our upcoming giveaways because we have a lot more coming. See you there. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs. These are those important people to keep our show going. Who do we got today?
We've got Shane Weiser,
Allison Cornish,
Jeff Burnham,
Psionic Resonator,
and Travelin' Mo. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this show without your help.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Elon reposted Doge Designer's post that Neuralink's first patient in the UK, Paul, who is paralyzed by motor neuron disease, has received a brain implant. Just hours after surgery, he was able to control a computer with his thoughts and is now using it to play games and regain independence. Elon said the sun is an enormous free fusion reactor in the sky. It is super dumb to make tiny fusion reactors on Earth. Even if you burned four Jupiters, the sun would still round up to 100% of all power that will ever be produced in the solar system. Stop wasting money on puny little reactors, unless actively acknowledging that they are just there for your pet science project, JFC. Elon said empathy has been weaponized to destroy Western civilization. And wokeness posted breaking. Brown University victim ID'd as Ella Cook, 19, VP of the Republican Club.
Bomb to Bomb says they're going to keep calling the right Nazis so they can keep killing you.
Elon said exactly. Beth says the moon will dominate the compute economy.
Elon said if civilization keeps progressing, this is inevitable.
Elon then said, never forget, mercy to the wolf is cruelty to the sheep. The Rabbit Hole posted the likelihood of legacy media discussing a murderer's race depends on the murderer's race. This is why BLM martyrs like George Floyd got endless coverage while cases like Yurnas Zaruska are forgotten.
Elon says, but why does the legacy media do this?
Daniel answered, because the media is anti-white, and then he posted all these headlines that prove that.
Elon said, very much so. Why is Western media so anti-white and anti-Asian?
Elon said, why can't you blame any culture in the world except Western culture? Doesn't that seem odd? Then this chart of rockets, and Elon said, Starship probably grows by about 20% long term. Elon said, take a photo with Grok. It can analyze anything. We're going to show that today on Patreon, so join us. Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, said El Salvador and XAI will redefine the future of public education.
And Elon posted a bunch of El Salvadorian flags. And that is, of course, because El Salvador is using Grok as basically a personal tutor for every student in their country.
That's right. Well, thank you for joining us today, everybody. Congratulations to John Lynch for winning, and we'll see you guys on Thursday.
Now you know.